Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Hollywood is pushing back on OpenAI's new Sora 2 AI-generated video platform, which can be used to take an actor's voice or likeness without their consent. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports the technology puts nearly limitless possibilities in the hands of users.
Only in the world of Sora 2 can a lifelike Martin Luther King Jr. become a pro wrestling villain.
I ain't got no dreams no more. I am the dream.
Oh, did he just say that?
Videos like this one led the estate of MLK to complain to OpenAI, forcing the company to block AI-generated videos of the civil rights leader. Sora-generated videos have been exploding in popularity online since the platform's launch earlier this month, the videos often depicting prominent figures in unusual circumstances. Now SAG-AFTRA is getting involved, announcing a partnership with OpenAI to block more content using the voice or likeness of actors who don't opt in. Rohan Sahai is with OpenAI. He says the company is also working to block potentially harmful content.
Obviously, we're starting a little conservative with our moderation here.
But while these videos are mostly for laughs now, San Jose State engineering professor Ahmed Benafa says there are worrying implications.
I'm thinking about some, important events. At the right point, at the right time, people can release a video showing an important person in some kind of compromised situation.
Mike DeWald, KCBS.
If the federal government shutdown is not resolved within days, funding for food assistance will be severely delayed or cut, impacting millions of Californians. KCBS's Matt Bigler with more on that.
We're talking about SNAP benefits, known as CalFresh in California. That vital food funding goes out to 5.5 million Californians, but Governor Gavin Newsom is warning the November payments could be delayed or even halted due to the government shutdown. On his podcast, Newsom says he remains hopeful President Trump will be open to negotiating with Democrats over health care.
Suggesting that he's, quote-unquote, a Republican but likes health care.
Government shutdown is now dragging into its third week, and many Americans, like John Dolby in San Francisco, are hoping it will come to an end soon.
You just got to roll with the punches. This is America. This is, under a new administration, and we're going to have to wait it out.
The governor says the state's Department of Social Services is notifying counties about the possible delay in CalFresh payments. The program is 100% federally funded. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Even though the A's are biding their time in Sacramento while they wait for their Vegas ballpark to be built, Sacramento's mayor is launching a campaign to get an MLB team to stay for good. We get more on that from KCBS's Holly Kwan.
In their first season since leaving Oakland, the A's saw the lowest home attendance in the league with fewer than 9,500 fans per game at Sutter Health Park. Sacramento Mayor Kevin McCarthy says that has to change if they want to show the city is MLB worthy.
We really are in a chance to keep baseball here forever in Sacramento. We are an MLB-ready city.
Sacramento is on the short list, along with Portland and Salt Lake City, as possible West Coast MLB expansion sites. And the mayor, in his State of the City speech, says he's serious about building a new stadium.
Look, Sacramento is the largest city in America that doesn't have multiple major league sports teams. And so it's not just pie in the sky. This is a real opportunity for us. And it's not just to make us feel good. This will help grow our economy and bring more business to the city of Sacramento.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Palo Alto is taking steps to get RVs off city streets. The city council last night approved the first phase of a four-part plan that starts with making it illegal to rent out public parking spaces for RVs and banning non-running RVs and detached trailers from being parked on city streets in Palo Alto. The council is also exploring an increase in street cleaning, so RV owners have to move their vehicles more often. Another part of the initiative aims to help people find safer and less disruptive places to park their RVs. The Palo Alto Daily Post reports that residents at last night's meeting said they're worried that offering more services and safer parking options would actually bring more RV dwellers to Palo Alto. President Trump is still eyeing San Francisco as his next destination for National Guard troops, but Mayor Lurie says he doesn't think there's much for those troops to do in the city. KCBS's Jack Ferris reports.
During a year in which San Francisco has seen crime rates drop, Mayor Daniel Lurie in a public statement said the city could use federal support, but not National Guard troops.
But instead, he would like to have more FBI agents, alcohol, tobacco, and firearm agents. In other words, federal marshals and such that can actually do law enforcement rather than National Guard that will just stand there.
That's KCBS insider Phil Matier. In the statement, Mayor Lurie mentions the city's crime rates have dropped to levels not seen since the 50s, but there are some big names that have called for federal intervention just recently.
We just had the Dreamforce convention in which the Salesforce CEO, Mark Benioff, called for the National Guard to come in, the military to come in. We've had Elon Musk call for it, and now we have Donald Trump saying people in San Francisco are calling for it. They're not the mayor, they're not the city council, they're not even the people on the street, they're the tech billionaires.
In San Francisco, Jack Ferris, KCBS.
A serial harasser who had been sentenced in 2023 to 5.5 years in prison is back out on the streets of San Francisco. 37-year-old Bill Jean Hobbs was found guilty of 8 misdemeanors and felony kidnapping after multiple women reported he had followed, grabbed, groped, and chased them. Yesterday afternoon, a Chronicle reporter spotted Hobbs and over the next hour watched him approach women in Dolores Park, the Castro, and Bois Triangle. Police officials could not say whether any of the women who were approached yesterday reported the incidents. Seems like there are new developments in AI announced just about every day. And as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, one area where there's been a lot of work is in the world of firefighting.
It's what his students are working on, says Thomas Aswell, faculty director of UC Berkeley's Disaster Lab.
A big part of what we're doing is like leveraging technologies that are being used for workplace productivity and better dating apps and other things, and actually applying it to environmental science.
Because of their focus, he sees many more breakthroughs to come in the near future. AI is already being used to run climate change and wildfire spread models and to do remote water drops from the air. He says it's also used in mapping wildfire spread, which is how, Aswell says, wildfire investigators were able to learn so much so quickly about this year's devastating fires in L.A.
Because what AI can help us do is take large data sets and do better analytics on it, something that would have normally taken us a year to do. Using machine learning and AI, we can actually do much quicker.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
We have more now on an organization working to expand the journalism program inside San Quentin Prison. KCBS's Shannon Golden says the Pollen Initiative, that started in 2023, supports the prison's newspaper and is teaching skills that go far beyond the page.
Executive Director Jesse Vasquez says prison publications have the same value any local newspaper has for a community.
And the incarcerated, having been disenfranchised for so long, there's nothing more tangible that gives you purpose and also a sense of like belonging and empowerment.
The initiative provides journalism and ethics training at the prison's media center, as well as video production and photography courses, and even podcasting. Vasquez says it gives participants more than just writing and editing know-how.
Whether it's just InDesign for layout, Photoshop for, you know, editing photos, or, you know, the professional development that goes with like managerial expertise, you know, workflow structures.
These skills, he says, give people a leg up in the job market once they're out.
Nobody is beyond redemption. Everybody can be touched and everybody can be rehabilitated and everybody can be redeemed.
Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Hunters are playing an important role in the comeback of the California condor. Here's KCBS's Rebecca Goodion.
The survival of California condors depends on one thing.
And that's our ability to prevent lead poisoning, which has taken the lives of more than half of all known deaths in condors.
That's the executive director of the Ventana Wildlife Society, Kelly Sorensen. They've worked to rehabilitate the California condor population over the last 30 years, and in that time, they found that condors are ingesting the lead that's killing them.
And we know that since condors are scavengers, they're getting that in carcasses that they find on the landscape.
Carcasses shot by hunters and ranchers using lead-based ammunition. The endangered California condor population is growing and expanding into areas where they haven't been seen in over 100 years, but they're still in need of help.
If you're a hunter or rancher, you can certainly help in the biggest way possible by using non-lead ammunition.
And if you need help finding it, Ventana Wildlife Society will help you find some. Rebecca Goodion, KCBS.
Thousands of wage theft claims are filed in the Bay Area every year. Now, as KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports, the new state law will target companies that refuse to pay up.
Wage theft is more common among low-income and low-wage employees. David Campos is deputy county executive for Santa Clara County.
And when we're talking about wage theft, we're talking about instances where it's been proven that employees, workers, did the work. They actually put in the time, the sweat, the energy, and did not get paid for that work.
Now a new law will impose tougher financial penalties on companies. State Senator Dr. Aisha Wahab says wage theft hits some people harder than others.
Black and Latino workers are disproportionately affected, as are recent immigrants and students and seniors. And our seniors are the fastest demographic going back into the workforce.
The new law will also allow county prosecutors to recover attorney's fees. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
A group of Bay Area leaders is heading to Texas to try to learn new ways to solve homelessness. KCBS's Rebecca Goodion has more.
The trip to Texas includes Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee, State Senators Dave Cortese and Catherine Blakespear, among others. They're visiting two nationally recognized communities for people experiencing homelessness. The goal is to bring back what they've learned from those communities and apply it here.
We're here with a group of over 50 folks from the Bay Area to really visit those programs and see firsthand, you know, how effective they are and how applicable what they're doing could be in the Bay Area.
That's the CEO of the Bay Area Council, Jim Wunderman. They're one of the agencies leading the delegation. They'll be visiting Haven for Hope in San Antonio and Community First Village in Austin. The key to these communities' success is their person-centered, individualized approach addressing the root causes of homelessness. Wunderman says it's unclear just how this approach will look in the Bay Area, but it's a start.
If we really want to help people, we're going to have to think a little bit differently about the solutions, and we need to go toward solutions that actually are proven.
Rebecca Goodion, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.